no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn acoustic electric guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $2 for $12, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
Hi, folks. Bob Kansas here of Candici's Restaurant with some great news for Valentine's Day. Candici's will be celebrating Valentine's Day all weekend long with specials like our Chilean sea bass with seafood risotto or filet with langusta supremo topped with a 5-ounce lobster tail. On Valentine's Day, all ladies will receive a flower and we'll have live entertainment all weekend long. Be sure to stop by Candici's located at Holloway in Manchester. See our website at candici's.net. Candici's, because you love great food.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Wipers are a driver's best friend. So how are yours looking? Right now, buy two Bosch Icon wiper blades and save $10 instantly at Advance Auto Parts.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. When you push the button on your next flight to call the flight attendant, thank Miriam Benjamin, a Washington, D.C. teacher who received the patent in 1888 for what she called the gong chair for hotels. It worked by pressing a small button on the back of a chair, which would relay a signal to an attendant, and a light would illuminate that allowed the attendant to see which guest was in need of assistance.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sir Elton.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
If you have any questions for Scott Sherman, legal questions, and every Thursday we have more callers than we can get to, that's a good thing. I would jump in now. It'll be a few minutes, not many, a few minutes, but if you want to get on the board, here we go, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Toll free. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I haven't said toll free for months. I did it. I'm pretty good about not saying it, though. 888-550-KTRS, and from any cell phone, *KTRS, with your legal questions for Scott Sherman, and I'll say hi to Scott. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Frank.
Your official introduction is coming up here in a moment. Thank you, folks, over the last several weeks for keeping it concise, to the point, one issue, one thing that you really need legal advice on. Thank you for doing it that way. A couple of quick things. The Golf Expo is this weekend at the St. Charles Convention Center. And Amini's has a presence there, more than just a presence. They have it's the 19th Hole Lounge. They're sponsoring it, where you can go and have a cold beer, watch a sport. It's also going to be a coupon, an Amini's coupon, in the gift bag that you receive with your purchased admission. And, again, that's this weekend at the St. Charles Convention Center, the St. Louis Golf Expo. One other thing I think you need to know is that now through Monday, Amini's will pay all of the sales tax on any in-stock item in that store. And that's a big store. All the sales tax. They'll take care of it. So there you go, from Amini's. I'm going to do one bit of business, and that's going to open up a whole lot of time for you folks to call and talk to Scott Sherman. And that bit of business is the business of Mark Reardon and Jason Beckley. Look at these lines. This is just, it's amazing to me. I'm so glad we started doing this. Because I've learned, and Scott lets me play amateur attorney, and I appreciate that.
And you're great. And you're great at not only amateur, you're great at the stuff.
Well,
I know your stuff.
I love it. I detective work and legal stuff. I love learning what legally you can get away with, you can't get away with, and what other people are going through. So let me do this, and then we'll jump in and get right into Scott's segment. And again, I know the phones are all lighting up, and I probably won't be able to give these numbers again because I won't need to. If you can't get through, you just keep trying, because people drop out, they get tired of waiting, or we finish your caller with Scott, and then you'll be up. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, star KTRS. Everybody, I think, at 30, 35 and over, gives some thought to retirement. You do. I did when I was in my 20s. Especially when I was in a job that I absolutely hated. I just thought, when can I stop working? Well, I didn't realize that later I'd do something I didn't hate as much. So I wasn't as anxious to retire. But everybody thinks about it. If you've thought about it, you have to remember that one of the greatest assets you have is not money, it's time. Your greatest asset is time. And the less of it you have, the less of an asset it becomes. So you only want to wait so long. And if you're waiting to have a whole lot of money, you have the wrong idea about a financial advisor. Financial advisor is not somebody you go to just because you have a whole lot of money. It's somebody you go to because someday you'd like to have a whole lot of money. And if you have $5,000 or more in savings or under your mattress or whatever form it's in, you might want to have a meeting with Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus, member SIPC, as Peon says every day, and NYSE. The meeting is complimentary. You'll set it up. And I don't mean complimentary like when you show up, they'll go, hey, those are some nice shoes. You know what I mean? It doesn't cost you anything. And then see what you think about what they have to say about what you're doing with your money. And if you already have an advisor, so what? Meet with them anyway. Second opinion can't be bad. It can't. There's no way that's a bad idea. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, markandjason.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law.
All right, it's time to talk a little legal talk. We've got a bunch of calls. Keep trying if you can't get through. This man's name is Scott Sherman. He is an attorney, and to me, the first time I ever heard him, I thought, well, here's an attorney who can actually say, explain this in a language I can understand. And a lot of people are going through different stuff. We're going to find out what you're going through and if maybe he can help you. Up first is Gary. Gary, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing? How's everybody doing?
We're doing great, Gary. Thank you.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to keep this short. Got a question. Pretty far in debt as far as credit cards, as far as bankruptcy, a couple questions. House is paid for. Lost my job several years ago. We got in pretty deep with the credit cards. What are my options as far as bankruptcy?
How deep are you with these people, sort of ballpark?
About 38.
38 grand?
Yeah.
Equity in that house? Ballpark?
Yeah, but my only problem is we live just outside of Ferguson, so... Okay. With everything that's happened there.
Wow, he got a double hit because that's one that, by the way, you couldn't control, Gary.
Right.
You don't have to feel bad about that. You didn't cause the Ferguson thing. And before he answers you, I actually have a question for Scott. I'm glad you said bankruptcy. Scott, I hear Chapter 11, Chapter 7, Chapter 13. Should he consider it, and if so, which one, and what are the differences in those?
For the individuals, there's really two options. There's 7 and 13. 7 is the smart bomb. If you ever played video games in the 80s, that's the one where you hit it and asteroids and all of the stuff disappears around you. That's the 7. That's the start over, fresh start. 13 okay. is a payment plan, reorganization. You sort of... don't really smart bomb at all, and you come up with a structured payment. The guys I talk to and the ladies I talk to that do bankruptcy law, that are bankruptcy attorneys, do not prefer their clients to go into the 13. They like them to go into the 7. The 11 is just like Detroit went into an 11. That's more for a municipality or a corporation. So 7 and 13 is for individuals, and Chapter 11 is for businesses, and 9 is for municipalities. So individual, 7, 13. Smart bomb,
I mean, I've checked into the equity and loans, and there's too much out there.
Here's why I ask.
What our house is worth.
Here's why I ask. If you have equity in your house and it is attachable, meaning that if you get hit for those credit cards and if maybe your wife or whoever else is on that note also is exposed on those credit cards, then they can go after that house equity. So what you want to do before you get sued, before there's a judgment that either ties up the house or that they go to proceedings where they try to force either a sale of the house or other means to grab your assets, you need to be talking to a bankruptcy attorney. 38 is a lot. And it's so much that you probably don't have enough cash to make a deal with those credit card creditors, or what we call garbage creditors, the ones that aren't secured, like a student loan debt. That's stuff you can't have discharged in bankruptcy. The mortgage on your house, other things like that that you can't get out of. But medical bills, credit card, garbage debt.
All credit card.
Yeah.
And like I said, the house is paid for, and we have two cars we're paying for.
All right, so what happens, Scott, if Gary files, you would say, listen, I guess you're talking Chapter 7.
Yeah.
Right. If he does that, and it sounds to me like he doesn't have much choice. What's the downside? What's the bad news?
The downside is that your assets in some way become sort of they go into the basket of the bankruptcy trustee, and they sort of decide how things do or don't get paid. So you give up some power.
But he stays in his house.
Stays in your house. You stay in your cars as long as you don't have a mortgage, which is great on your house. But as long as you sort of re-up or reaffirm on that vehicle, you stay in that car. You don't lose that car. I don't push people towards bankruptcy until they're getting to the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in debt range when they can't sleep at night and those minimum payments are awful. And the difficulty...
That's where I'm at right now, because the job I lost does not... It paid a lot more than the job I've got right now. I'm 58 years old, and the job ain't out there for what I was being paid. I lost my job after almost 30 years. So,
wow.
Your best bet is to sit down and talk to somebody who does this and specializes.
And by the way, you knuckleheads in Ferguson who burn these stores, you did this to Gary. You did this to Gary and a bunch of other people like Gary. And you should burn in hell, and I'm not kidding. You looters and burners and people who caused the people that had worked hard and buy businesses and homes in Ferguson, their property values just went to hell because of you. Thank you.
If Gary, if you need any names,
if we was to go for 7.
Yeah,
there's no way we could lose our house.
No, they won't kick him out of the house.
No, and what you do is 7 has changed. These bankruptcy rules have changed in the last few years. You have to qualify for 7. Used to be that people could every 7 years. There were some real scoundrels out there that ran up a bunch of credit card debt, went out and borrowed a bunch of money, and then just bankrupted out on it. That changed in about 2009 or 2010, and those rules changed. So you have to qualify to get into a 7. So the thing to do is to get the name of someone that does this. If you want the name, I'll give you my email. I'll give you a couple names.
Okay.
Sit down with these people, and you decide, you, your wife, your family, what you qualify for and what's best for you. But $38,000 or $40,000 in credit card debt is going to drive you to the point that you are very upset, if it hasn't already.
I can tell he was... Gary, here's the good news. You're not going to be thrown out of your house. That's the biggest news, and I think probably the thing you were most worried about.
You don't have any judgments right now, do you, Gary? I mean, there's no court proceedings. You haven't been served. There's no lawsuits. It's just building up.
No, we're keeping our head above water, but barely. That's just it.
And here's the one thing, Frank, I'm going to say about Gary. Gary is the kind of person that it's very difficult to bring this up because he has pride. His whole life, he's taken care of himself. He's taken care of his family. He's paid off his house. He is a hardworking, decent person. This is not a judgment against you. The economy in 2008, I'll throw those bums over on Wall Street and what they did with the housing market and everybody's house value in with the creeps and looters and criminals in Ferguson. This is something that even with all of your hard work, even with all of your best intentions, this is beyond your control, and it shouldn't destroy you.
Gary, well, when I lost my job was in 08. So,
there you go.
Like I said, I was 6 months short of 30 years.
What did you do, Gary?
I was a supervisor.
For what kind of work?
Well, I really don't want to disclose that.
Well, you don't disclose the company. What kind of work were you in?
Environmental type stuff.
Okay. Well, you're not going to be thrown out of your house. That's the good news. And what's tough for a guy like Gary is, what do you think your house is worth, realistically?
Probably 45, maybe.
He could borrow
right now.
He could borrow 20, but that wouldn't do him any good because right now he's got a mortgage. So 7 sounds to me like the way to go. I think
he's got a mortgage, and even if he made a deal, there's no guarantee that they're going to take some kind of a deal. And then a year from now, you're in the same problem because he's got a cash flow issue.
All right, Gary, do you know Scott's email address?
No, I don't.
Are you in a position to write it down?
No, but I can call or can I get it online with your show?
I'll tell you
if you put him on hold, I'll
tell you what else we need to do, and I should have done this a long time ago. Peon, will you put on our Facebook page Scott Sherman's email address? And we should always just kind of keep it on the main page. Can you do that?
If you could do that, my wife could get that. That would be great.
No, that's going to be great. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/AM and the PM, and we'll have Scott, Peon will take care of it. We'll have Scott's name and then his number, his email address, rather, right up there, okay?
I greatly appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate your show. Listen all the time.
Gary, I appreciate a guy with pride, a guy who is not trying to live off the system, a guy who does his best to pay his bills, who got screwed by the hands-up idiots and by the people who were behind all that disaster that was the Big Short, the movie. That's what that movie is all about. So good luck to you. My guess is it's going to take a while, but you're going to be okay. Okay?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Gary, thank you. Wow.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Wow. Brian, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Great, Brian. Thank you.
I got a quick question, hopefully. I got a 21-year-old daughter that, I guess she had car insurance, and she didn't pay the bill, and they canceled her and this and that. Well, I tried to help her to get insurance, and the insurance agent said if I put my name on the policy with her, it's a lot cheaper, which it was. But now my question is, how much responsibility do I have with what happens with my name being on the policy? If something would happen, could they sue me?
Frank, this is right in your wheelhouse.
How old is your daughter?
21.
Yeah. Get your name off the title of the car.
Oh, my name's not on the title.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing, right, Scott?
That is a good thing. Right. Negligent entrustment is the thing you want to avoid. For people that have kids, and I say kids, anybody under 25 years old, who think they're going to be on the loan, they want to be on the title, they want some responsibility on the ownership, you're making a huge mistake with your young people that are out there crashing into people, including my clients. And I love when this happens, because then when I have an injured client that has a co-ownership by a 19-year-old young person and their responsible parent, I look to the word negligent entrustment, which could hold you responsible for letting them have control over your vehicle. If you are just on the policy, you get the policy limits up to a reasonable amount. 50,000, 100,000. Most of those crashes aren't going to be that serious. You're not negligently entrusting her, but you are going to be subject to the insurance limit. So it doesn't really hurt you to be on the policy. It does hurt you to be on the title.
Okay. So I don't have to worry too much then.
Not too much. It just depends on what coverage limits. If you're going to be on a policy for 25,000, I wouldn't be on that policy. Because then you're going to be looking to excess coverage, and you don't want to be involved in that mess. But if you're going to buy her a policy that's a 5,100, meaning $50,000 per individual injured, $100,000 per incident or higher, I would recommend at least 5,100 for her. If you're going to be on that, fine. The minimum limit in Missouri is 25,000 per person, 50,000 per incident. That's a minimum limit coverage. I call it the ghetto policy. That's just what I call it. Don't be involved in that. And your agent probably shouldn't even recommend it. But don't be the co-owner.
Which she's already not.
Which she's not. So you're okay. You want to save a few bucks, you can put yourself on that. But make sure, more importantly than the money you're, quote, saving, is how much protection are you affording her for her foreseeable negligent conduct. We could have a whole seminar about that. I love talking about insurance coverage because I'm great at getting money out of insurance companies. But what we need to do is protect large morning show listeners.
There you go.
So that's what we're here to do.
Now, with that same policy, if she let somebody else drive her car and they had an accident, that still would fall back on me or nothing, right?
Well, that would fall back on the policy because that would be negligent entrustment. You're talking about permissive use. If your daughter or you or anyone out there allows another person voluntarily to drive their car and they're drunk or they're not drunk or they're a terrible driver or they've had their license revoked, your policy is going to pay for their negligent conduct. So don't give your car to anybody. Let them tell me.
Unless you know they're responsible.
That's right. But if your daughter's 19, right?
21.
21. She doesn't know any responsible people yet.
No.
She knows irresponsible people. I was 21. We were all 21. I was an idiot. She didn't have let me borrow a car. So I would make a rule. Honey, I'm going to buy your insurance, but if I get wind that one of your knucklehead friends is driving that car, you're canceled.
Okay.
Because I could lose everything.
All right, Brian, we got to rush. Thank you for the call.
Okay,
good
thanks.
Luck. Okay. We're going to take one more, then we'll take a break. This is Scott to Scott. Scott, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I'm Ann to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Real quick question, Scott. We've got a 55-year-old brother that moved back in with my parents about 10 years ago.
Scott, I have to ask you to speak up a little bit.
Oh, sure, sure.
There you go.
55-year-old brother that moved back in with my parents 10 years ago. Worthless human being in my estimation. Doesn't work, doesn't have anything, just kind of a mooch. He is a horrible alcoholic and abusive to the parents. Last year we had him removed from the house with an order of protection. We live in Illinois. When he moves, when the order expires later this year, does he retain his residency rights?
Have you expanded or extended that beyond? Have you just had the one order?
If this is the first order, yes, sir.
You can have this extended. Does anyone in the responsible part of your siblinghood, do they have any control or influence over your parents and their desire to keep this order of protection in place?
Yeah, I guess. You know, it's kind of they. And it's a kid. They don't want to put him out. I said to get evicted, and they just don't want to go there.
What about this last year? Do they want to extend it out another year?
I hope they can. That's going to be up to the judge.
Are they the decision makers, or is somebody have some sort of medical power of attorney decision making over the parent?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Is it someone's a decision maker on that, or they are?
No, we have the decision. We have medical power of attorney.
Well, then you have to do medical power of attorney. Have a conversation with your parents and say, look, what's best interest of you is what's been going on for the last year, which is that this crumb bum stay out of the house. If you guys want to go out and rent him an apartment, that's your business. But this order of protection can be extended another year if you still feel that the situation is dire, and I bet you do.
Yeah, we do.
Did you have an attorney on the first one?
Okay, I sure will. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Man,
that's terrible.
You dig deep enough, every family has that person, that guy in the family. That one that just makes it miserable for everybody, that daughter, that brother, that uncle, whatever it is. And what's tough is that's somebody's kid. And even though he's your irresponsible, drunk, nut, crazy, lazy brother, it's real tough to get parents to just turn away from a kid. It is, because they feel sorry for him. You know what I'm talking about, Scott? He didn't ever had a chance. He's the weaker one. He didn't get it was going to make excuses for him.
Blood seems to have an effect on logic.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
When there's a connection like that, and you see it all the time in marriages, the people have, they love each other, they're connected together, and then somebody has a parent or a sibling that the one says, well, you know, they're just, and then the one that's not related by blood, he's just a moron, he's an idiot. So
he's my brother.
The blood clouds it. What needs to happen is that the parents who have given up at least decision-making on the medical side, and I don't know if it's a directive or if it's all medical decisions, need to sit down and really make a decision. is it this the time where we need to let this tough decision about this this horrible kid go to the children, the ones that are responsible, and then they can step in and go, you're not setting foot in this house. You're staying away from here forever, and if we catch you around here, you're going to get locked up, because if he's an alcoholic or he's got some kind of addiction, he's coming back, and when he does come back this time, I don't know if it's this guy or this situation, it's going to be bad. Things are going to be missing. You know, he's already abusive. There's an order of protection. They don't just hand those out.
No.
This is something that needs to be the status for that family for the rest of the lives of those parents, so they can live in peace.
Right.
Keep this fool away from them.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, more Scott Sherman. One more time, real quickly, I would call now because we have a couple lines open. Be patient. Hang on. It's only going to be 4 or 5 minutes. We'll be back. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or any cell phone star KTRS. This is, of course, the big 550.
And before we hit and go to Tim Weiland, I want to let that Gary know that called about the bankruptcy. I just got a phone call from a guy that said he works for an environmental company and they are in serious need of supervisors and pay pretty well. So, Gary, if you want to call back, I will give you this guy's phone number and put you guys in touch. Yeah.
Great.
So let's go to Tim Weiland now and check on traffic. Tim?
Dan, you do have an accident. It's on westbound Highway 44. It's just west of Laclede Station. The two right lanes are blocked. Traffic is jammed pretty solid now from Hampton all the way out through Laclede Station. It looks like they were working. We don't know if this is an accident or what's causing the problems out on westbound 70. It's pretty well jammed up from approaching Highway 40, and that goes all the way out to just about the way station. That's westbound 70. Southbound 270, some slow areas now from Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass. We do have eastbound 40 now slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone Complete Auto Care, celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning, ABC's political director Rick Klein recaps the Democratic debate and GOP races, Bull Riders, and David Blaustein on movies.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Hey, this is Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. If you're hearing my voice, that means you survived the holidays. And surprisingly enough, I did too. 2016 is here, so you deserve a trip to world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air. So grab the gang, grab your friends, grab your enemies, your exes. Hell, we don't care who you bring. Just come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air and enjoy the coldest beer in town. You'll love the cheap eats like the Fat Eddie Burger, the world-famous peel-and-eat shrimp. We've got that huge heated patio so you can still enjoy the outdoors all winter long at Fast Eddie's. We've got live music 7 nights a week and weekend afternoons. That's right, live music in the afternoon. Perfect for day drinking and partying. Start the new year off right by getting your mind right. As long as you're 21 and in the mood, come on over and celebrate another new year and forget that old one at Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. And you can always go to FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Amazing Siding has an unbelievable pre-spring manufacturer's rebate promotion going on now. If you schedule now, you can receive 0% interest for 5 full years, plus a $2,250 manufacturer rebate towards the purchase of Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows, plus an $1,125 rebate towards the purchase of any Infinity Fiberglass patio door. That's like starting your estimate with thousands off right from the start, on top of the rebate. Take advantage of no money down, no interest for 5 full years. And maybe the best part, you don't even have to make a payment for the first 5 months. You only have a couple of weeks to schedule. 2015 manufacturer rebates and financing expire February 20th. So to take advantage, call them now. Call Amazing Siding at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. Or online at AmazingSTL.com. Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 1-800-809-7963 now. That's 1-800-809-7963 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 1-800-809-7963 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-809-7963. 1-800-809-7963.
Hi, this is Darren from RhinoShield. And with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint again. And who wants to paint their own home, business, or church anyways? RhinoShield is a permanent ceramic coating that blocks out 100% of the moisture and 90% of the UV rays. Get the 25-year guaranteed protection right now for 20% off. This offer is limited, so hurry. And we have special financing. Painting your home is personal, and we take it very serious. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. That's serious. If you see cracks, splits, nail pops, or even rotten wood, be smart and take advantage of our winter special savings. Mention radio at 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or at 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius. It's more affordable than you think.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, this is Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture. Our Wright City location is having a huge sale. Our 35,000 square foot warehouse is overflowing with newly arriving, beautiful name brand pre-owned office furniture like Kimball, Steelcase, Herman Miller, and more. Call 636-947-3172 for more information. I guarantee that friendly service and total satisfaction is what you'll get when you come to our Wright City warehouse for your beautiful pre-owned office furniture at low, low prices. Call 636-947-3172 or come in today and save.
Don't go anywhere for a Valentine's gift unless it's Edible Arrangements and DePere, the only location for this KTRS special. Mention KTRS when you call 314-394-2394, February the 8th through the 11th, to place your order at the DePere location and receive free delivery, a $13.99 value, or a $13.99 discount on your pickup order. But this KTRS delicious and guilt-free Valentine's special is available only at the Edible Arrangements location in DePere on Manchester, east of I-270, 314-394-2394.
On the side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
Well, you see, the lady, Johnny Cash. All right, we're going to get as much in as we possibly can, so we're going to jump right to Randy. Randy, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Thanks, guys. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Randy.
Scott, real quickly here. A young man, 18 years old, takes a little trip down south, a little south of St. Louis, gets talked into participating in a robbery. The young man has a totally clean record, makes a really stupid mistake. Now, he's going to have a court date coming up, and he has a court-appointed lawyer. I think my question is he necessarily in dire straits because he has a court-appointed lawyer, or is that mainly a myth? Is there a possibility he's going to get good representation?
I think the public defender's offices in most of these counties do a pretty good job. We have a case, a colleague and I right now have a case in a rural county in Missouri where the public defender did such a poor job or tried to infiltrate a case and was doing such a poor job that in that particular county, I think that person should have their bar license taken away. But I would say that it's sort of a myth that public defenders don't know what they're doing. A lot of them are inexperienced because they're young, but the seasoned public defenders that are the heads of that office are usually pretty good.
Now, do you have a choice who you get for public defender?
If you're broke, you get the public defender.
But is there more than one public defender?
No. Well, in certain offices, there's more than one. But you're probably on a non-murder case, on a felony robbery case, you're going to get somebody who's sort of in the middle. It's a felony. It's not a misdemeanor, but it's still very serious.
Okay, but would your answer also not be, if you have the money, hire a really, really seasoned... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because...
This is about money.
If this 18-year-old's parents or someone who's an advocate for this young man wants the best representation possible under these circumstances, hire the best lawyer that is experienced in these types of cases. Not somebody that just pleads people out, but actually can try cases and put the prosecution to the test. This is a very serious matter. Whether he made a mistake or he was in with and they talked him into it, whatever, it's a felony. It's a B felony. It's a burglary. This is a big deal. And if they put him on 5 years probation, they are holding over his head the possibility, if they haven't already put this on the table, that he could be a felon, that he could go to prison, that this could ruin his life. So this is not no big deal because of the nature of the charge and the circumstances he's in. This is not a possession of marijuana deal. This is a very serious deal. This is not the place to be teaching this young man a lesson if people have the assets to hire the experienced lawyer. Might be the same result, but this is the time to husband resources, get the best lawyer, and give him the best chance to get through this thing.
Randy, I'm going to guess, because you asked that question, there's not a lot of money at hand here.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But so your question really is, we do not have the money to get a high-powered attorney. So are we in pretty good hands? And Scott says, yes, you probably are.
One of the relatives does have the money, but the relative thinks that it was an extremely stupid mistake on the young man's part, and probably is not going to help.
All right, we can barely hear you. That relative's not going to do you any good, obviously. Money or not, he's not going to jump in here and help. So Scott says you're in good hands.
And also, here's another little trick. If the public defender, or if the person enters their appearance, and if it's Missouri, it's on CaseNet, you can check that. You can run their name and see what their bar number is. If it's a low number, that means they have more experience. You can see what their rank is in their public defender office in that county and what their reputation is. You don't have much of a choice, but at least you'll know that that person isn't pushing them to a plea. That's the worst thing criminal defense lawyers do, is push their clients to a quick and what they say easy resolution that sticks with them forever.
All right, Randy?
Thank you.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, just the mere fact that he asked that. Because if you had the money to get the best of the best, you wouldn't even ask that question. That's the way you'd go. Let's go to Joe. Joe, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I'm AM and a PM.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I had a weird situation at work. I ran a Super Bowl box, and I had an incident happen where I thought I had paid everybody, but the one person I paid was the wrong person, happened to have a similar name. And I was wondering, is that paper, thank goodness I saved the original copy with their own handwriting. Is that enforceable? Or?
Well, it's illegal. So, I mean,
right,
you're not going to take
it. You... That's the situation of it.
Completely illegal, and it's all alleged, of course. I mean, this is all hypothetical. These Super Bowl betting things show just how silly the rules and regulations about betting really are. It's absolutely gambling. It's 100% unenforceable. But if you made a legitimate mistake, then it's at work, then the one coworker that was paid by mistake should do the right thing. But are you going to get sued over your illegal Super Bowl box deal?
No.
Of course not. You can't.
It's right, okay. It's like I'm saying, I hope the person does do the right thing, but I was just wondering, in case it got to that point, I didn't know, you know, like I said, what I could do or couldn't do, but like you said, I'd understand it's kind of in the shadows.
There aren't many pot dealers getting sued by their clients for skunk weed.
No, it really is just like trying to sue a guy for stealing the dope that you shouldn't have had anyway.
Right, exactly.
All right, who I got lost on the list. Who's this, Joe? Who is it?
Yeah,
Joe. Joe, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So that would mean Larry is next. Larry, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Can you tell me about gun trusts?
No. I wish. I have no idea what that is.
Are you talking about handing down guns to somebody in the family, and so they can own them? I think it depends on what kind of gun it is.
Well, I think there's more to it than that, because it allows you to bypass some of the restrictions on being able to purchase sound suppressors and specialized types of weapons that that collectors, you know, can purchase through a gun trust.
Here's what I can tell you, Frank. And I'm not going to touch on things that the federal government have deemed off limits. But I will say that the U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled that it was okay for someone who'd been indicted to pass all of their guns, their weapons, to another third party and hold them in trust for the outcome of that criminal case involving the original party. So it's okay for somebody to hold someone's guns and not have to forfeit them or have them seized by law enforcement.
Okay, but you know what, Scott? Why he's asking this. He's talking about suppressors, maybe fully automatic weapons.
No,
and my answer to that is, and I don't know this, but I would put money on it. The answer is no. They're going to be held until that person gets legally licensed for suppressors or fully automatic weapons.
Yeah, this sounds like the stuff that people convinced, what's his name, that actor not to pay his taxes. That's
right.
In penitentiary.
Yeah.
Don't do stuff like that. That's dumb.
Frank, yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Apparently, this this is a very legal way of being able to have other people possess weapons that are part of the trust. So, for instance, the reason I'm asking is I've got a son who's in the Army,
right.
And he collects weapons, and he wants to have those, you know, put someplace where he can have them secure and not have to worry about the person who, you know, whose house it's in, holding the weapons that belong to him. And as long as he's part of the gun trust, apparently these things are registered with BATFE, and they're very legal ways of being able to possess these things and pass them on. If he gets injured or dies, he can pass them on to his kids and whoever's a part of the trust.
Well, my guess is, if you're talking suppressors, if you're talking fully automatic weapons, yes, they can own them, but they're going to have to they'll have to get legal. They'll have to get the proper certification, stamps, whatever, to own those particular items. The rest of it doesn't matter. They can have those guns.
That's right.
But that stuff that's illegal for most people to have is going to be illegal for them to have, too, unless they pass and go through and jump through the hoops.
Yeah, I'd be on an ATF website, or I'd be talking to some gun dealer that's licensed. This is not something to make a guess about.
No.
And as far as any kind of assets, I mean, any asset that's legal can be transferred or can be held in trust. So if there's an estate issue about somebody who passes away and whether they can have those guns then passed on to people in their estate planning, that's something your estate planning lawyer can do.
And just because your son is legally authorized and licensed to own these things, he can't in any form, I don't think, give them to somebody else, because that person is not licensed to own them. They'll be held until the people, the heirs, the recipients, whatever, are correctly licensed, stamped, whatever. That's my guess, but Scott's right. You need to get an attorney who's really good at the gun stuff. But I just don't think there's any way in the world you can have somebody, I own a fully automatic weapon and a bunch of suppressors because they were left to me in the trust. I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No, and if there is a license for it, it's not transferable.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Joe, another Joe. Here we go. Joe, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Frank, real quick. And my question is about guns, too. My thing, real quick. I live in Jefferson County. My subdivision, everyone has just 25 five-acre lots. You can see your neighbors. Houses are positioned on the lots within 250 feet of each other. I got neighbors that think it's cool to drink beer and shoot guns in their front yard, and it drives me nuts. What can I do about it?
Not much. I'll let Scott take over here. It depends on the municipality. Where I live at my house, I shoot guns. I'll buy a gun, take it home, shoot a few rounds, make sure it's okay.
I know you do, and you're responsible, but...
Yeah,
I'd call.
And by the way, it's not illegal.
Gun off my front porch ain't cool.
I'd call the cops.
Yeah, I would too. Because
you know what they told me? You know what the cops told me? What? Welcome to Jefferson County.
Really?
Well,
wow.
I got to tell you something. Unless they're doing something,
hung up on me.
Unless they're being irresponsible and endangering somebody somehow, Scott, you tell me. I don't think he's got anything.
I called another cop though in Arnold, or rather in Peabody, where they are the more. I live in a little town called Antonia, so there's no actual.
Oh, I know, right down there by Barnhart.
If they're not behaving incorrectly, then it's okay. But
the alcohol makes it dangerous.
But the fact that we're only 250 feet apart, don't that count for something?
Well, all of those elements go into the recklessness of the behavior. The careless and imprudentness of that behavior, drunken, close quarters, gunfire is inherently dangerous. I would be on the chief of that department or the sheriff's county sheriff's department, somebody who's a real law enforcement person, not some dispatcher, somebody that answers the phone.
I call Jeff County themselves, the actual police department. What about public nuisance or loud noise?
It's got to be a continual kind of thing.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
It's continual.
Okay,
you could kill someone out there and no one would ever know.
That's what's going to have to happen. They're going to have to injure or kill somebody before there's an end to this. That's just where you live.
And I do have another suggestion. You know, if this is that as dangerous as you say, and I believe that it is because you're scared. You're calling us to tell us you're afraid of...
I'm afraid to go outside with my daughter.
Media people. They love stories like this.
Oh, there you go. Call the TV stations.
They hate guns. We don't. We love people that are responsible.
I don't know about that one.
It's irresponsible.
I'm not an anti-gun person. I just don't think you should shoot your front yard or your backyard.
I'm with you. We're out of time. Joe, good luck to you. And I'd say, move out of Jefferson County. Give it up for Scott Sherman, everybody.
Frank, thank you.
You bet. He'll be back next Thursday. His email address is
lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
There's a C in Schaefer, and I don't want you to forget that. I also want you to know Schaefer has 10 locations. The latest to open was in Columbia, Missouri. This place is so successful, and you're going to know why. You're going to, unfortunately, have to have an accident to know why. We don't want you hurt. Can't lose the AM and the PM people. But you get in an accident, you take that car, you make sure it goes to Schaefer, and that won't be a problem because that's your call. You're the one who tells the insurance company, here's where I want it to go. And our listeners always say Schaefer, and they are always glad they did, happy they did. There's only one way to do body work as far as Schaefer's concerned, and that's perfectly, so that you can...